Over the past year, since the last episode I posted, I've been through a lot of changes. And one thing that I want to go over is actually mental health. It's something that we ignore or write off in the Black community. We treat everything as if it's resolvable without very much resolution. And that can cause destruction, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, long-term, short-term, it doesn't matter. A lot of very important things are ignored when it comes to mental health in the Black community. For me, myself, I will say, I'm not typically the type to fall deep into depression. I, over the years, have found ways to bounce back and make things work for myself. One very unhealthy thing that I have done over the years is suppress a lot of things that probably need to be talked about. All because of that, it's almost like a generational conditioning of you're strong enough, you'll get over it, versus, you know, talk about it to help yourself get over it. So over the past year, I went through a lot of things. I went through some emotional trips in a relationship, or which wasn't a relationship, a situation, which were too hectic for the situation. You know what I'm saying? If it's not what it you want it to be, or if it's not a real relationship, there's a lot of strain and things that we go through as women to have a man accept us. And the whole time, it's not even a relationship. There's an open door for you or him to date anybody else. There's an open door for you or him to be whatever else. But a lot of times, as women, we put all of our eggs in one basket when we shouldn't. So that was some mental anguish and stress. And I got over that. That actually was short-lived, and I was able to get over that pretty quickly. But aside from that, I also have the responsibility of being a small business owner. Not sure what direction to take that in. Stock trader, forex trader, a single mother. The kids are all my responsibility, my 5 children, and so many other things. I have a lot of irons in the fire. I even have another group podcast called The Urban Breakdown, which I will put out more information towards the end. And so many other things that I actually have my hands in a lot of things. And sometimes life itself can become overwhelming. What I tend to do in those situations is, unfortunately, I ghost a project. And I decided over the past few weeks to start journaling. And I've been able to put more structure to my days. Even with work consuming my time, I've still been able to find the means to complete some of those projects. Because once you have an idea and you put it on paper, and you leave that idea or that thought incomplete, typically you never go back to it. And if you do go back to it and revisit it, whatever passion or fire you had in your heart about it at that time is no longer there. And it may not become the project that you once wanted it to, because now your mind is on something else. Your heart is somewhere else. Your hand is in another opportunity, which will probably fall incomplete as well. So my goal by the end of the week, I have 3 specific things that I want to do. One of those things is actually to finish a movie that I've been working on, a script. And when I first started it, the ideas were so fresh, and I was writing them out as a timeline of things that I wanted to complete. And I revisited it recently with some inspiration from someone special to me. And then other things occurred, and I ghosted it. So let's just call this episode ghosting. I ghosted that project to move on to another project, which I too then ghosted. There's no way to complete tasks and become successful in things that you don't have either the motivation or the resources or the mindset to complete. The only advice that I can give to myself, and maybe it'll help someone else down the road, is if you're not going to complete those tasks at hand, don't start them. Only start things that you have all intentions of completing and actually complete them. So what I'm doing is I have a lot going on around me right now. This week, the script will be done. No and, ifs, or buts about it. Script is done. My second task that I wanted to complete, and this one is actually pretty simple, and I had just been simply putting it off because I had just been putting it off. I just hadn't. And this one may sound crazy. This has nothing to do with actually writing or traveling or anything like that. I just need to get my car detailed inside out. Seriously. It's just something that is on my list of things that I just procrastinate and don't do. And just, I mean, it's easy to call a mobile detail and get it done. So that will be done by the end of the week. And the third thing that I want to do and actually complete and stop procrastinating about it is to get myself into a workout routine to fix the things that I don't like when I look in the mirror. It's very simple. I can complain and call myself fat or point out all of my imperfections and do nothing about it. I'm still going to have those imperfections. So those are my goals for the days, for this week. Script, detail, and a better health and workout routine. Now, those goals for myself are small on a scale of, I'm pretty sure there are other things out there that other people put off that are on a much larger scale. But the point isn't what I'm trying to complete, it's how I complete it and if I complete it. You feel so much more accomplished once you get those small tasks out of the way. So that's what I'm going to do this week. And I'll revisit the completion of those three things or any hurdles that I came across on my next podcast next week. I probably won't be recording every single Saturday because I do have the group podcast, The Urban Breakdown, to do today on Saturdays. But I feel like Wednesdays may be my day. So this is just Sadie's talking. And hopefully, based on some of the things that I said, I don't even know if they can be inspirational to anybody else. But if so, I hope you accomplish all the goals that you wish to in life, both short-term and long-term. I hope you get everything you want in life. And I also hope that this small scale of speaking and putting my positive energy of anything into the universe further inspires you to be the best you that you can be. And with that said, you're listening to Real Rap Raw podcast with your girl Mercedes, and I am out.